This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Curtis Sittenfeld is an author you might know from novels like Prep, American Wife, and Eligible, a retelling of Pride and Prejudice. Her most recent is a little less romantic than Pride and Prejudice, though. It's a collection of short stories, mostly set in the Midwest, about people raising kids and facing middle age. And in keeping with that spirit, when we asked her to tell us about one of her very favorite places, she took us to a grocery store in St. Louis.
For Gala apples, which are right here. Ugh, that was not a good one. Looks like someone like dug their fingernail into that one and then backed away. So we're in a Schnucks grocery store. Schnucks is a local chain in St. Louis, and this one is in the suburb of Richmond Heights, and it's my go-to Schnucks. We moved to St. Louis in 2007 for my husband's job. We came and we looked at houses, and then at one point I came into this very store and like saw the produce section, and I thought like everything's gonna be okay. I can live in St. Louis. Like, I think that probably seeing a grocery store and seeing like this is nice, it's easy to find a parking place, made me be able to envision my daily life in St. Louis and what it would be. And in fact, since then, I have spent like 35% of my waking hours in Schnucks, so it was an accurate like glimpse of the future. There's this construction going on, so normally it's very soothing to come into Schnucks. It's a little crazy in the background here. All right, let me get some bananas. I have a friend who teases me that I'm like part monkey or something. Like I eat a banana, an apple, and an orange probably every day. Four of my books have come out in St. Louis. That's crazy. I got married in St. Louis. I had kids in St. Louis. So it's like I do feel like I kind of, you know, officially became an adult in St. Louis. In Schnucks, in this aisle. No. I'm gonna get, oh, you know what I need? I need Danimals, actually. A Danimal is basically like a yogurt smoothie. Oh my God, I didn't know they even had cotton candy flavor. I'm looking for strawberry Danimals. Those are rock and raspberry, yeah. I kind of don't want to buy a 12 pack, I want to buy a 6 pack. Maybe the reason I like the grocery store is I can like privately indulge my finickiness as a human being, and like I don't exactly have a witness. Okay, wait, let me see. One of my kids is very fond of the fried chicken, the prepared fried chicken. We once ate Schnucks fried chicken in the Schnucks parking lot in my car, and I feel like it was like a high moment, a high as mother daughter.
Stop by.
I have two kids. One of them has food allergies. If you have a child, or I think any family member who has food allergies, the protocol is every time you buy something, you read all the ingredients on the label every time. So I do think, like, the grocery store is really, it's tied up in sort of daily life in very mundane, practical ways, but it's also, you know, tied up in, like, my ideas about, like, safety and protecting my family. And but I mean, so the in my fourth novel, which is called Sisterland, it's about a woman who has two young kids, and she lives in St. Louis. She's psychic. So, like, if I'm making fun of the book, I'll say that it's a novel about buckling your children into car seats, but it's about a few other things. But there are literally probably 8 scenes that take place in Schnucks. Literally, the protagonist meets her husband inside this very Schnucks. So I must believe in, like, the romance of the grocery store at some level. So one time I was at Schnucks paying for my food, and I looked over and I saw this man who, I swear to God, was exactly as I had envisioned the husband. And in the book, his name is Jeremy. And I thought to myself, like, oh my God, like, I conjured him up, or, you know, or he's existed all this time. And I was just channeling his existence. But it was this weird, like, he had this kind of little glasses that I pictured, and he was wearing the kind of, like, parka that I pictured. He was a handsome man. A handsome schnook schnopper, no shopper.
Curtis Sittenfeld at a Schnucks in St. Louis, Missouri. But she doesn't shop there anymore because she's moved to Minneapolis, where there's no Schnucks at all. Curtis Sittenfeld's most recent book is a collection called You Think It, I'll Say It.